Yeah, we did budget it, the older supervisor needs a new one.
We're gonna start handing out gravy, it's gonna go by weight.
That's good.
We're not gonna discriminate against age.
That's right, there you go.
So, guys, you guys took your books home and studied them New Year's Eve, right?
No, to be honest, I did not, I just got back last night. And I saw it on my desk this morning.
For real? You haven't even analyzed it.
There will be a quiz.
There will be a quiz.
No, like I said, I left the day.
I'm kidding.
I left the day they were due. They came in on the Friday, and you didn't have them assembled.
I did. First thing that morning, I put them on your desk.
Well, I was on the road at 8 o'clock. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. Be consistent.
Okay, it's the books are put together generally the same way as in the past. I did put at the very beginning a work schedule, so you all have the current work schedule. I think there was only one change since we originally sent these out, so, you know, just if your calendars are synced, make sure your calendar is synced with the most recent schedule. I did some of the standard things I usually do, which is some overviews that are just things that I think you should know. One point I do want to make is at the bottom of the overviews on page 2, I put in some CIP information, some CIP project funding information. Obviously, the CIP has not been approved officially yet, but I thought you might want to know what the dollars, what kind of a dollars you were looking at per, on approval of that. Okay.
Okay. This almost this whole page is pretty much that CIP.
Actually,
requested starting with
what it is
life.
All the big things that were put in, requested in the budget.
Right.
But I did note if it was a CIP project.
Good. That's helpful. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so like for instance the $185,000 for the roof at CLP was on the CIP project and it's also in the budget. So I noted that it was a CIP project in the
That's helpful.
The fund designation is at the bottom of that. There's just some general information that might be helpful.
Boris had a question.
It's related to the CIP that you said were in the budget. So yeah, when I went through just to find the local option tax postings, you know, to show where they were reflected, and I think this has happened before, Lisa, so I'm sorry if I've asked the question and I'm re-asking it this year, but depending on what department has asked for some lost money, sometimes it shows up in other expenses, and sometimes it doesn't. For example, animal control, the truck they want, doesn't show.
Correct.
But you go in then to the graders, they show, but their total's not added in the expense, but there's nothing on the revenue side to show it, so that balances. But you go to the sheriff's department, and they've actually got the $245,000 in as an expense in their total for their loss, but there's nothing on the revenue side. Okay, so now my question is, are we going to have to balance that out with the CIP information also? Or will there be both something on the revenue side and on the expense side?
The revenue for CIP is going to be whatever funding stream these guys decide to use.
Okay, so it won't be in there now because it's not determined. So our expenses in each case will have the CIP project money included in the total.
Yes, and she makes a good point. The animal control vehicle is nowhere at this point in time in any of the budgets. It's out there. It's a request. I put it as the very first thing, saying not in the budget anywhere. Typically, in the past, animal control's vehicles have been paid for out of lost. If you look at your lost information for expenses, we're in the hole $229,000 already for FY15. So there's going to have to be some decisions made as to how we're going to fund that, and if we want to fund it from somewhere else. Okay, so that's just for your information, I guess, huh? Any other questions on the book and the layout?
Appreciate the orange pages.
Are they looking
more or less for a vehicle that could carry animals and so forth, sort of like a little van? They're not just talking like
another
a
pickup?
Passenger, like a pickup or something?
Another pickup.
Okay. The reason I was asking that question is community life is still, we've got some decisions down the road whether or not all the vans and so forth will continue, and if some of those could be then reallocated to another department, that may be an option, but it's they don't have the pickups, so... Yeah.
She wants to keep the current one she has also. She doesn't want to trade.
They need a livestock trailer is what they need.
Okay.
And the pickup they have currently is not equipped to pull a trailer. So as opposed to spending the money to upgrade that current pickup, she wants to simply purchase one that is trailer tow ready. So, but she'll go over that.
Okay, so I will start with this very first page of review of 15 budget requests. I tried to highlight some things I thought you might want to know going through that. As instructed, I think, we put the budget together with no increases at this point in time. Nothing's increasing for salaries anywhere along the line. So that's what you're going to... So you're basically going to see the bottom line in each department is just operating increase from last year. I have vacant positions in there. I do not have new positions in there. This year, thank God, IPERS is not going up, so that means that the IPERS rates will only go up as, or the IPERS dollars will only go up as much as the salaries increase. Okay. Only one position was requested. I think Alyssa has reviewed it and probably given you her opinion on that at this point in time. The amount, I will tell the departments this. I think it says in the books where they're at, but the amount that I'm using for year to date, just for your information so that you can get a true picture, is the end of December for expenditures and the end of November for revenue, so you kind of see where they're at in the year. Okay. Overall, the countywide valuations are only up 0.93%. And so if you max that out, it's only a $120,000 increase in tax dollars. Rural's only up 1.6%.
Oh, this is the sheet you're looking at. I was wondering where you're at. Thank you.
The second page is the rural levy calculation. So if we wanted to increase the levy that we currently have, we could do so by about $120,000. We'll talk more about those things as we go through this, I'm sure. Ending fund balance. As the requests sit right now, is the budget proposed in front of you, the ending fund balance for the general fund is about 26%. This includes a $100,000 transfer to the supplemental fund to help that fund out. The supplemental fund is at 10%. The way I presented this information to you guys this year is CLP entire funding, expenses and revenues being moved to the supplemental fund. We can't pay for it out of the mental health fund next year. We got to pay for it somewhere. So this is how I proposed, how I put the numbers together for you this year. The expenses for CLP are $418,000 higher than the anticipated revenues. With the anticipated first quarter expenses in this fund, the ending fund balance should be way closer to 25%, which means $770,000 worth of cuts or additional revenues.
Region took $50,000 this year.
Out of mental health. No, $100,000 this year.
$100,000, okay. And talking about $100,000 again next
Correct.
Year. We're substantially more than that in our ending fund balance.
The mental health fund, yes.
In the mental health fund.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm suggesting is at some point, if the region approves it, it seems to me there should be able to be a shift from of mental health dollars into supplemental to eat up some of this.
Get it going and to start it.
Well, the conversation needs to happen, and Wayne, you have your region hat on here as well as with supervisors. At some point, there needs to be recognition that we've got a system. It was a great system, but it's antiquated. It does not fit within this regional makeup, and we've got to make the transition from where we currently are with a county-based system, county-operated system, into this new regional system, and there's going to be some dollars involved in that. And at some point, I believe that we as a Board of Supervisors are going to have to request to the region to free up Story County mental health dollars, which are now moving to control by the region, in order to get us where we need to go. I don't know that that's the full $770,000 that you've listed here, but I think a huge chunk of that should come from those available dollars that Story County has in its ending fund mental health balance. That's not taken from anybody else. That's just helping the Story County program get where it needs to go. And Wayne, I wanted to say all this right now so that I don't catch you off guard when we get deeper into those conversations.
One of the things that I worked on in coming up with some sort of a reasonable amount, because I feel the same way. I think that's exactly what should happen. We paid for all of this stuff out of the mental health fund. We paid for the building. We paid for the maintenance. Right. We paid for the all those things. I looked at a 4-year average of what Story County has put into funding building utilities. And the ongoing maintenance of the building for the building and for the group homes, and it was the average for 4 years was $419,000. We also provide custodial, and we should probably have them be paying for three maintenance techs. They aren't, but we should be probably. And that's another $200,000, $300,000 a year. So, you know, if you just look at this is the cost to maintain this building or has been, it's in the $400,000, $500,000 range easily.
Well, at the end of the day, though, when we get into CLP, $750,000 has got to be identified either in cuts. That's, and it's $750,000 if you accept their revenue projections,
correct,
which are based on rates from Magellan that have not been approved yet.
Correct.
And I don't know how far down the road we want to go on that.
We've had some real good assurances that there is going to be a boost, but it has not been finalized yet.
Yeah, I visited with two members of the committee that are trying to get those done, and there's some problems with the revenue projections that I think CLP is using right now, because it does not take into account, even if Magellan were to go to those rates, there's going to be stipulations along with those, more like people with bachelor's
right.
degrees
right.
rather than lesser qualified people, so there's going to be increased cost. What's going to be hard for us, as I see it, and something we better just tackle head on, is if you accept CLP's revenue projections, which I think is hard to do based on what we know now, we're still $750,000 upside down, which we've either got to identify additional revenue, which I believe a lot of that comes from ending fund balance, mental health ending fund balance paid into the supplemental. That said, if you don't accept CLP's revenue projections, it may be more like $1,000,001 that we're talking about. At least I don't know if you've run these numbers yet. Just as I look at them, it's more like $1,000,001 that we're talking about either in cuts or additional revenues. I alluded to it this morning. This is our first major hurdle for 2014, and so we need to hit this one absolutely head on.
Yeah, when we started talking way back when about CLP, we knew going into it that spread was going to have to be a lot less in order to be able to fund it. And the supplemental fund is there's just very few there's very little room for movement. We'll talk about a couple of them, and I talked to Lucy about this the other day. One of the things that is putting pressure on the supplemental fund this year also is a general election coming up that we're going to have to pay for. The decision was made a couple years ago to pay for general election out of the supplemental fund.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you can decide as you go every time, okay? So that between the actual funding, the actual cost of the election and the overtime, that's about $205,000 that we've put in our budget, okay? So that's something that we'll have to talk about.
Well, we're going to have to look at a lot of shifting, where appropriate, items out, knowing that our supplemental and rural, I mean, we can throw both of those together, that those two funds are problematic this year. We're going to need to take a realistic look at shifting whatever we can into a healthier fund, the general fund in this case. But we're also, when it comes to mental health, we're going to have to look really, really hard at utilizing those mental health dollars that are Story County dollars, but now part of the region, wherever appropriate, in order to get us to the end of the tunnel. If you will, with CLP.
Yeah, and that's, again, is why that conversation needs to get on the agenda early on in the process, because I think, to wait till April, May, and after we've already certified this budget does not really give us the projection that we really need to be able to move forward, even though a lot of this doesn't really take place until July 14. But the budget decisions, as far as all the additional money that is supposed to probably go into the region, has yet to be determined by each individual county yet.
Absolutely.
So I think we need to get this conversation to the Regional Governance Board early on in the process. And I know you work with Jody and then the other lady from is it Madison County? And we probably need to lay out what we see is the pressing need that Story County will be impacted, and this may be a what we call a transitional period for us, realizing that
I'm on the fiscal board, and we have had that conversation already.
Okay.
in our fiscal conversations.
Good.
That beginning July 1st,
right.
Blah blah blah, and I'm like, okay, but understand,
mm-hmm.
That's a work in progress at this point in time, and there's going to be hurdles we're going to have to.
Well, it's in the region's best interest,
right.
to assist Story County in getting CLP and whatever CLP ultimately morphs into, getting it to a highly operational, fully functioning service provider to those clients, those 240 clients or whatever it is that they serve, making sure that they get the services they need within this region, because ultimately it becomes a regional issue.
Right.
And so it is in everybody's best interest for us to all work together to figure out how we get that done. The reality is it's going to cost us a few dollars, and it's up to us working with the region to identify where those dollars come from, because what is not reasonable to me is to say, okay, the people of Story County have been paying $3,066,000 a year in taxes every year, and we've been getting the equalization funding from the state, which I think is about $1.2 million roughly right now. That's all coming in for Story County, but no, you can't access any of that. You have to go back to the people of Story County in order to pay for this transition for something that they've already paid for. And that's the case that we've got to make is, hey, we've got to get this thing where it's supposed to be, and then we'll turn it all over to the region and be good to go. But it rests with the three of us to get this organization where it needs to be.
I'm agreeing with you in terms of the realities of where we are. The question, according to the legislation and what we have to operate with, it's really going to be up to the regional board to figure out how the funding, how they're going to be able to allocate dollars within all of these particular areas. And that was one of the things that we talked about with Director Palmer at our last meeting a little bit in terms of where the ultimate line of responsibility has, because there are several counties that have what we call these mental health centers, or and a lot of them are closing. They're having some real problems, and whose responsibility basically is to pick that up, because the state is not allocating any additional funds
in
those
particular areas. And Wayne, I agree with you, but it's important to remember this. CLP, as it currently exists, rest under the purview of the three of us. It doesn't rest under the purview of the region.
Exactly.
The region has some or total, depending on how you read it, control of the dollar, mental health dollars. The three of us could determine, and I'm not suggesting this, I'm just using it as an example, but three of us could determine that CLP is no longer a viable entity and we're closing it down.
Well, yeah,
we could. It'd be a terrible option, but we could do that, and the region would have nothing to say about it. That would be terrible for the region, because then they would be left to pick up the pieces. And so what I'm suggesting to you is there's an opportunity for all of us to work together to find a solution that does not approach anything like that.
Well, I'm confident that will be the case. The question, again, is this is why I say those discussions need to be started much earlier than waiting 3 months down the road. We've been talking about this, and Lisa's through the fiscal agent group and so forth, for some time. So it's going to be important for us to be able to get this on the agenda, to really get into the nuts and bolts of how do we identify what is the best way for to provide these ongoing services. And one of the theories out there originally didn't make a whole lot of sense, because one of those theories was, let's say that we would we're going to open up slots to the region, okay, and it's going to cost X number of dollars to basically do that. Mm-hmm. But without knowing what the clientele is and what the needs are out there, you know, you can't go down that avenue. But I think that's the potential. And so, again, depending upon how the region looks at Story County's operation, whether they're going to become part of the regional entity, and the employee of record will be primarily the responsibility of the region, or we designate someone else to be able to assist us, has to take place. And so I just think that Rick and Paul, what I would suggest really for you guys is to work with Lisa and Deb and Ron, and let's get something together and get it on the agenda and start that level of conversation at the regional governance board level sooner than, you know, than later.
Well, and Wayne, and I think you're aware of this, at least in passing. Those conversations have already started.
But it's only within a select group. See, the decision makers haven't had this discussion. See, the governance board.
No, it hadn't gone. Absolutely.
You see, that's what I'm basically saying.
I'm saying the conversation has started within the hierarchy that leads up to the regional board.
And I'm with
you. And we need to get it to the regional board as soon as we can, but we need to have a package. We need to know where we are as supervisors in terms of exactly what we're asking for and what that does for us and where it's going to put us. The reality is we've got to get to July 1st, 2015. We're going to set the budget for 14.
Right.
We're going to need the region to step in and help us with 2014 and the start of 2015. But we need to then tell the region, okay, this is – it doesn't just get us to the status quo continues.
Right.
It solves some of these issues. It eliminates some of these questions. And so we're spending these dollars now so that we have a viable ongoing system that hopefully is completely seamless, or as seamless as possible, for those individuals who are being served, whatever it ends up looking like. But we've got to have it. It does, while the region has to be heavily involved, it rests with the three of us to get this thing going.
That's what I was gonna
say. And yeah, we need to start our part.
Regional part.
We
this
still have.
Story
yeah, we need to start our decision. We need to make our decision a lot sooner and start that thought process and putting together that proposal in terms of what is the options
effective
that we
July
have.
1st, the region since the dollars are, mental health dollars
right.
are regional dollars,
right.
and the region's fiscal policies state that they will not be supplementing,
right.
that's
right.
why I'm moving it out. That's where that's
right.
where it,
right, but
well,
what
we
those policies
do
don't state
yeah.
is that there won't be any transition
right.
funding.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, let's just be clear on where, I apologize for taking 15
well,
minutes.
Well, no, but that's fine.
I
that's
think
fine.
This is a vital conversation right. that we better have
right.
all the way through, because, Wayne, you're 100% right. We've got to make our decisions sooner rather than later. We've got to be as creative as we can be, and we've got to look toward, I believe, this is me, our primary focus has to be those individuals that are receiving services and not anything else. We can't have any protectionism over existing county programs. We have to get to how are we going to do this long term.
Right. So, I'm with you.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry about that, Lisa.
No.
What are you sorry about? That's fine. Yeah. Rural fund. Negative 15,000. Should have about 500,000. Cuts of up to 550 are needed. Like I said, we can raise the levy slightly if you're interested. The 40% loss is negative too. So there you go. That's the good news.
I believe this is another one of those areas we need to look at, and I know that in years past we've shifted things into the rural fund. We've paid things out of the rural fund.
Right.
We need to look anywhere possible shifting things from rural. We need to look at cuts first, but then we need to look at any of those items possible shifting back from rural to general that we can do.
Okay. I can prepare those places
Thanks.
That are
yeah.
available.
Right.
And you don't have to pay for all the things out of loss that you are paying for out of loss. That's
right.
just
That's true.
One
That's
of
true.
Those, you know.
Yeah. It's well, just, you know, each year we look at the
right,
whole
situation. Exactly, look at the whole
yeah.
picture.
And
right.
decide what is, yeah. yeah.
Mental Health Fund has a projected ending fund balance for FY15 of $5.1 million, which is 285%.
There you go.
Isn't that awesome?
And I just want to point out now, while that those are we're in this region, that is $5.1 million of Story County dollars.
Mm-hmm.
3.66 is Story County dollars. And then the additional is state.
Absolutely. But there's
Story County dollars
to be spent on mental health services in Story County. And again, you're going to hear me beat this to death. If we need to utilize some of that as transition funding to get our services where they meet with long-term regional expectations, then we should be able to do that. And Wayne, as chair of the region, that's what you can expect to hear me say when I come to your regional board meeting and make this request.
You can make it. But again, each county is going to be in the same boat. There are programs and services that, you know, they are looking at. The thing that is different is that we have a unique system in Story County with the county-operated facilities that changes the whole dynamics a little bit from what some of the other counties, with the exception of one.
And it's a much smaller program.
Much smaller,
with
and
with
much smaller program. But I do think that the concept of after FY15, the word Story County dollars
absolutely
is gone, basically.
But as we enter this region,
right.
Story County has done such a good job
right.
with its mental health funding that our fund balance has ended up being 285% based on a lot of factors
right.
this year.
Right.
To utilize those dollars to get our system in place for the region to take and run with is a wise investment of dollars. And when you look at the overall regional budget of the we're 10 counties now, aren't we? Of the 10 counties, you're talking about a $13 million total budget for the whole region, and about 4.2 of that is coming through Story County. If you look at the total ending fund balances, the 5.1 million probably makes up about 50% of the total ending
yeah,
fund
right,
balance available.
Right.
And what I'm suggesting is that any county in the region that has transition issues
mm-hmm.
that they need to work on in
right.
FY15 should be able to do it out of this ending fund balance so that the region can move on starting
right.
beyond and go.
Right.
And we're the largest. We're going to have the biggest issues.
Oh, yeah. And that's the next part of that statement is the fiscal policies of the region require that we all levy the max.
Right.
You know,
Which we tried to not do 1 year, and we got our hands slapped anyway, so.
Well, Lisa, maybe that sometime a little bit later I can kind of get together, too, with you a little bit and looking at some of these numbers and have a little better grasp of that so that when we do sit down and kind of discuss it, I know that I don't contemplate a problem, but I do think that it'll be helpful for me to have a little bit better hands-on idea of some of the challenges that are there. You know, Ron shared with me his budget earlier on, but some of the other things that you've got here is not clearly laid out in terms of.
And Ron presented his budget as he presents his budget.
Right. Right.
He did not make any assumption of funding streams.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
That's not his.
That's
goal.
Our issue.
That's your
right.
Goal.
Yeah, with you. I'm with you.
Great. Secondary roads fund looking good. It's over 25%. Now that does assume transfers from rural and from secondary road or from general in the real close to the 75% max.
Hey, question: lost dollars. I'm backing up now to number 8. Traditionally, we've used those lost dollars to fund that $290,000 road grader purchase, right?
Right.
Don't have to do that. That just helps us get to the 75%.
That helps us get to the 75%, correct.
And if we don't have it there, we've got to figure out where
it comes
where can we get to 75%.
And that's what I was going to say. You have to get this to the 75%. This proposal at this point does that and exceeds it probably. So you don't have to transfer as many dollars to the secondary roads fund as these two require, because that 250 this year that I have in for the motor grader does help toward your 75% local effort.
Okay, good.
TIF revenues are estimated $589,000, of which $394,400 is going to debt reduction. Okay. Commercial and industrial tax replacement is included in the revenue projections, but no business tax credit, as there is limited information as to how to project that.
Applications aren't even due till
right.
So we're going to play that one by ear until we see what kind of revenues we're getting on those, and then we'll estimate those, or revenues are such a, when it comes to budget reestimations and budget amendments and such, revenues are irrelevant, typically. They're relevant to me. They're relevant to you guys, but you don't have to amend in revenues if you don't want to.
Well, and at the end of the day, once we set our budget, those revenues being higher or lower simply are going to impact our ending fund balance for the next year.
Exactly. The calculation that is required to come up with the commercial and industrial tax credit or tax replacement is based on our levies. So whatever levy rates we use is what I will put in for the final numbers for the business tax credit or for the commercial and industrial tax replacement. So that's all a new little twist in budgeting this year for me. And trust me, before I put those numbers in, I was having a heart attack. Ugly. I gave you some just preliminary. There's obviously, this is not set in stone. This is not how we're going to proceed. This is just what it looks like as we sit. Okay, so that going into this, you have an idea how it's going, what decisions you make are going to affect things. The general basic levy at $3.50, there's the dollar amount that gives us. The general supplemental, we're levying about $750,000 more there and bringing the levy up to 86 cents by doing it this way. Like I said earlier, we're still short. Okay. The mental health fund or mental health levy is the maximum that we have to do. Debt service goes down substantially this year. We paid off the Justice Center bond. So that's going down, as you can see, 27 cents per thousand, which then obviously by upping the supplemental helps the overall bottom line. So as it sits right now, if we use these levy rates, we'd be at $5.39. we were at 550 last year.
And I just want to point out that when this board first sat together, it was, what, 562? Does that sound about right? I mean, that's an estimate. But it was about $5.62 countywide. We're now 550, and we're talking about even with increasing the supplemental, we're still talking about it going down another 11 cents. So heading in a really good direction. I mean, I think that's worth pointing out.
The rural services, as you can see, I just put in there last year's levy for sake of argument and sake of conversation. That can go to 2.747, which is on your next sheet for property tax relief proof. The second sheet, not your attached sheet. I've got a rural levy calculation sheet right here, single. That could go to 334. So that's worth discussing as we go through it, as far as I'm concerned. I skipped over fund balance comparisons. Did you want to talk about those for a minute? Look at that. Our actual ending fund balance for the general fund was 29.7%. Woohoo! our re-estimating, as I went through the budget requests, the re-estimating is general fund's looking at 28, supplemental at 26, mental health at 41. The rural's really the only one that's...
And that's the other thing I want to bring up here is with how healthy our ending fund balances is. I mean, again, it's through solid budgeting and then solid management of those funds by all our elected officials and department heads. But those general fund dollars coming in where they are, there is an opportunity for us to identify items in this budget request that we deem, yes, they're important, there's something we need to do, but still go ahead and do them this spring, depending on where our numbers are. Go ahead and do them this spring rather than building them in to 2000 FY15
we've done
budget
that each year.
Absolutely,
but you're right.
But
it's,
we talked about all the way through. We told every one of our department heads and elected officials we're going to be tight on everything.
Right.
But when we identify something we need, if the funds are available in the spring, we'll go ahead and get them. I just want you guys to go into this budget work session with an eye on, hey, is there something that we feel like we need that we can go ahead and shift forward? And it may take us down closer to that 25% general fund ending fund balance, but we're still healthy.
Right. The second page gives you revenue projections based on the information I just gave you along with the requests from the departments. Okay. Looking at the proposed the way it is, our revenues are higher than our expenditures. As I said earlier, if you look at the one, mental health fund sticks out big time. Our projected revenues are 4.6. Our projected expenditures are 1.7. So that's a $3 million swing right there. So.
And, again, I think that just helps us make the case to the region, Wayne. If the revenues that Story County is bringing is 4.2 and the expenditures that we're bringing to the region is only 1.7, it helps us make the case that, hey, we need to do some transition work this year.
Right.
We need to spend some dollars, some regional mental health dollars to get it done.
You guys have any questions on any of that stuff?
Great job.
I did put together, and as I've told you numerous times, the TIF information is dependent on what everybody sets their levies at, so it's going to change every time there's a... new budget year.
Right.
If you look at this page, which is the projections, on the 2013 projections, which is the 2015 budget, tells you what the 50% is that you guys have already certified and said, I want 50% of it. That tells you how it is distributed if you were to look at it per fund. And then last year in the budget, you guys decided to put 33% of the 50% funding for CIP and 33% of 50% into funding for small communities. I wanted you to have this number in front of you so you had an idea how much it was. I've tried to put it together on these two sheets. If you look at the top, it tells you which is which. We have not done anything with this year's CIP dollars.
Right.
They're still sitting there. I've got them in the ending fund balance. They're, you know, assigned at this point in time. I don't think you've officially assigned them, but we're going to. And then this funding for small communities, at this point in time, we haven't spent any of those dollars, but I think they're committed. I mean, I think we've committed to spending them, but nobody's put in a claim form, I think, is the deal. So why are you looking at me perplexed-like?
Because I'm not sure we're speaking the same language, so let's you and I just talk it through for just a minute. When this board passed using 33% of the 50%, the 50% unused portion, I don't think that had anything to do with the unused portion of the 50% of TIF that we levied. That's what all TIF dollars. It's the 50% of the county portion of the levy that we never touched.
Okay.
So in this case, it's $205,000 is the untouched county portion of TIF. It's what
we could have levied for, but didn't.
Exactly.
What we could have levied. Yeah.
And it's the 33% is of that number. And we said 33% to CIP, 33% to...
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just using the general and rural revenues there. So if I were using the whole 205,000, that would be a different amount. But I'm using the general supplemental and the rural added together.
Okay.
Which
so we are talking the same language. I was afraid you were just using the 589,218 less the 394. That to me all stays with TIF.
That's
just TIF projects.
That's right. Right.
Okay,
right.
Then we're on the same page. Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of there's a lot of on the side math that has to take place.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to have this in front of you guys so you could see what I was.
Yeah, I'm completely confident in you getting this stuff done. I just wanted to make sure that you and I were on the same page in terms of what your beginning number was.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. And then it is the last thing I gave you guys for your information working through these is what increases will cost. And here's what I did. There's no magic number to anything. I did a 1%, a 2%, a 2.5%, a 3%, and a 4%. Okay?
When does the comp board? They can meet any time. I mean,
right.
Typically, do we have to call them and light a fire under them?
We have to provide the space. I contacted Tom. Well, I sent him an email. And I said, this is our budget schedule, and this is when we're going to publication. So I said, typically you meet at the end of January and let me know if you want me to book the room for you. So I'll bug him again. You know, it was.
But I know some counties met weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. A lot of counties met sort of early December, but then a lot of counties meet late January too. So it's just kind of a, I don't know if that's a big county, small county thing or.
Yeah, and just for you guys to file away, it's roughly $170,000 for every percent increase that we're talking about.
Yeah. I gave you that look because that's what it is for 2% for the general fund, and I'm like, no, that's not right, but it's for everything. Yeah.
For everything, yep. Right. Yep. Well put together, Lisa and Lucy.
Yeah, as usual.
So, I've emailed, I think you probably saw my email, to the facilities guys to set this up.
Yep.
We'll start 8:30 Monday morning, bright and early. I assume you'll put something together to tell all the departments because you're going to be the chair.
Oh, yeah.
And I will do what I typically do, if that's okay with you guys, and just point out things that I question or that look to be... Yeah. Okay? Swell. Jessica!
Hi.
Anything else?
I'm good.
Jane?
Yep, I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you.
I've got something to read in the next few days, huh?
Jessica, we appreciate the county attorney's office taking the 12% cut that we just gave them in order to balance everything. So sorry you weren't here to discuss it with us.
Okay. So we've got some reading to do.
Loris, if you didn't get it from that conversation.
It always is. February, probably.
So many different facts. I mean, the next thing for me is I'm having lunch with Ron tomorrow, and I'm going to visit with him. And then, and I'm sorry to be cryptic about it, it's just there's so many moving parts,